And it gives me great pleasure in the studio to welcome to the studio Helen Musa to talk about the 31st Annual Arts ACT Awards.
Lovely to be here, Tim.
Could you, for those who perhaps have never heard of these awards, explain what they're about?
Well, they're hosted by the Canberra Critics Circle, and that was formed back in 1991 by a group of Canberra practicing critics, which basically meant people who were reviewing for either radio or print media. And instead of forming it as a grand organisation, it was formed as a circle that expands and contracts depending on who's actually doing the reviewing. And our focus is on the artists. We're not giving awards to people for being good CEOs. They get their own rewards in different ways. We focus on the artists. And we believe at 31 years that we're not only pretty much the oldest such critics circle, but we're certainly the only one in Australia that makes awards across all the arts. So we don't just have showbiz stuff, musicals and theatre. We have books and film and visual arts and indeed photography included in that. Right from the beginning, we've also had, with two different sponsors so far, first the Canberra Times and now City News, the Canberra Artist of the Year Award, where if you like, the cream rises to the top. And the other thing about it is that these awards are always made for people who've done something singular in the past 12 months, in this case, 30th of September to 30th of September. And we don't make awards in categories, except for broad art forms. We make awards to people who've done something that the critics single out as having been fabulous, brilliant, original, you know, energetic, something like that.
Okay, and where do these critics come from?
Of course, we've got some people who've worked for Art Sound. We've got people from different, although I have to say that the radio side of it is declined a bit in recent years because there are a number of reasons for that and the coverage of the arts. But we have, of course, we have the Canberra Times, we have City News, and we have these days quite a large range of blogs, including our own Canberra Critics Circle blogs, where we get, sometimes amazing numbers of people from not just from Canberra, but from around the world who tune in to find out what's going on in the arts in Canberra. And so what gets nominated is what has happened in the past year. And it must be Canberran, or shall I say, 100 kilometres radius of Canberra. And we're very strict in policing that because what we are proudly parochial. We feel that Canberra is often overlooked as an arts capital, and we want to do something to redress that, to say, no, we're proud of what we're doing.
So you talk about it's got a flavour of the last 12 months. Mm. Were there prevalent themes that came through?
Gosh, well, one's very obvious, and that is the bushfires. That came out in a number of citations, but particularly in visual arts and in literature. And another one is the pandemic, because there are quite a lot of works that relate to isolation, I think. But in fact, the person who was nominated Artist of the Year, the famous print artist Diane Fogwell, has given long and loyal service to the Canberra arts community, long overdue this award. The exhibition that really knocked the socks off the critics was specifically related to the bushfires and to the sense of ash falling on Canberra in the aftermath.
Okay, so you've mentioned Diane. What were some of the other highlight awards last night?
Okay, well, we also have a second sponsored award, which is now in its third year, which is called the Helen Tsongas Award for Excellence in Acting. Now, the late Helen Tsongas, who was a very well-known serious actress here in Canberra, but also a well-known arts bureaucrat, first with Arts AC and then in the federal ministry, she married, and she and her husband died in a very tragic motorcycle accident on their honeymoon. And out of her inheritance, if you like, well, we've had a bequest. And so at least for the foreseeable future, we're making an award to acting in her name. And that's gone to a very remarkable Canberran, Dylan Vandenberg, who is both a playwright and an actor. And he has written in the last couple of years a play called Milk, which deals with his own mixed heritage as an Indigenous Tasmanian Aboriginal, but dwells on it in a very interesting way. And that won the Nick Enright Award for Playwriting at the New South Wales Premier's Award this year. But he has actually been awarded this time round with a lovely Christmas present from the Songus family for his excellence in acting, because that's not everybody who can both write and act.
And besides having the honour of such an award, do they get any other stipends?
No, well, only the two main awards have a monetary, there's money attached to them. The rest of them are actually just certificates, but because they're really hard to get, I forgot to tell you that we don't do the best lighting designer, the best this, the best that. What we do is the actual crème de la crème, something that's leapt out at us. So it's quite hard to get a Critics Circle Award. And even though it is just a very nicely designed piece of paper by our graphic designer, Brett Wienke, it's more the honour of getting one. And you do see that people use it later on in their CVs.
Any other favourites in there from last night?
Oh, goodness, that would be, I'm just trying to think, that really would be, we would be rather invidious. But I would mention one thing. We've had a bit of difficulty in recent years with film, because from time to time we have had some significant feature films come out of Canberra, and they have been awarded. But the pandemic sort of put a bit of an end to that. So actually the award in that area went to the documentary festival Stronger Than Fiction, which was founded by Deborah Kingsland, directed by Hannah DeFater, Deborah, and Keturah Budd. And that's gone into a different model this year, where they show films monthly. And it's been a fabulous response to the problems of the pandemic by spreading it out over the year. We've got to see it. So I think that was an interesting one.
Are we on track for the 32nd awards next year?
We certainly are. We're looking forward to that. We're hoping that we won't have to have restricted numbers. We had to drop very heavy-handed hints to the nominees, a bit like you will be at the Canberra Museum and Gallery on November the 30th in order to get there, because we couldn't invite the whole range of the arts community the normally way we normally would do, and then suddenly announce the winners. But we are cautiously optimistic we'll be able to go at full strength, and I can't see why we wouldn't be up for the 32nd awards.